That's not going to help. I have like 8 pages of notes here, so. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll echo the words of a secular comedian. He said, "Ah, Thanksgiving, that is the one day a year it's definitely not good to be my pants." I feel that way. Thanksgiving is, it's just a great day to be with family and friends, and of course you eat way too much. But and I'm just so happy to be here tonight. I really am. I just thank the Lord just to hear the testimony. You know, some things you knew, some things you didn't. And we just thank the Lord. We all have different walks, but without Him guiding our steps, who are we? I'd just like to read a few passages, just actually 2 passages with very brief comment. Very familiar passages. Luke 17, 12 through 17, verse 12 says, "Then he entered a certain village. There met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go show yourselves to the priest.' And it was that when they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, 'Were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? 1 Thessalonians 5, 14 and 18. As I read this, I want you to imagine a church filled with people that thought this way. "Now I exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all." And when you imagine a church filled with people like that, these are people that have this mindset. Because verse 16 goes on to say, "Rejoice always." We're going through Philippians. It's the book of joy, of divine joy. It says, "Rejoice always." Verse 17 says, "Pray without ceasing." Verse 18 says, "In everything, give thanks." Rejoice always, you know, in the good times and bad. Sometimes you're going through such a long bad period, and there's really no good times, so you have to remember the good times that the Lord has given you to rejoice. Pray without ceasing. So often we pray when we're in need, right? But we need to learn to pray when we are in need of nothing. When life is human, from a human perspective, good. We need to be dependent on our God. Pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything, give thanks. This is not a suggestion. Why? Because this is the will of God. It's not a suggestion. It's His will. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And it's not just His will. It's a command. In everything, give thanks. 10 men cried for healing. 10 men cried for healing. All 10 were healed. But only one glorified, only one rejoiced, and only one gave thanks. (Clears throat) even when we don't think there's a lot to be thankful for. It's been a hard year. Lisa and I have had a tough year. I know many others that I've got to talk with and pray with have had hard years. Dad asked me to give a little 5-minute devotion, which I didn't quite comprehend because I might as well just pray for 5 minutes. But you know, for a moment I thought, well, this should be easy. 5 minutes. Is there a whole lot to be thankful for? For a moment, in my humanity, I think Dad asked me on purpose to do this 5-minute devotion on Thanksgiving. Sometimes maybe he's smarter than I give him credit for, I don't know. So I started to think long and hard about the long, hard year that we had. And I started to write things. Started to write things down. Let me tell you, it crushed the spirit of doubt and complaint in my heart. I don't even know that I could read what I have down here. But so much. We adopted Thomas this year, right in the beginning of the year. So much to be thankful for. Four other children that God has graciously given me. So much to be thankful for. A godly wife to share in the good times and the bad times. So much to be thankful for. Speaking of Lisa, her health. I mean, every doctor we went to said, well, we think it's MS. Just so much, so much to be thankful. She got better. So much to be thankful for. We have a godly church family who understand that love is a verb. So much to be thankful for. Love is an action verb. You care for us. And Lisa already told you all the things that you've done. And so many times we just looked at each other. Thank the Lord. I got to spend time with my kids that I wouldn't normally spend because I was home. So much to be thankful for. I mean, normally it's long work hours and then go to a meeting and or whatever at church. And, you know, you're always doing something. But God slowed life down and I got to enjoy and get to know my kids. I felt this year a renewed sense of purpose and conviction in teaching. God is teaching me to be thankful in everything. And clearly, I still need to learn. But I challenge you guys to do the same thing. Because I know a lot of you are going through a hard time. But sit down and write everything that the Lord has done for you in this year. There's so much to be thankful for. Because the reality is sometimes you're healed and sometimes you aren't. Either way, we need to glorify God. We need to turn around and give God the glory and rejoice and give thanks in everything. Prayer isn't just when we need something. It's to be when we are in need of nothing. Let it be focused on others that are in need. Let it be focused on the giver of all good things. So much to be thankful for. And I find that when I am busy thanking God for the things that He has done for me in the past, and the things that He's doing for me in the present, I don't have to worry so much about the future because I know it's in His hands. And I know someday I'll look back and I'll turn around and I'll say, there's so much to be thankful for. Let us remember, let us give Him thanks this Thanksgiving. Like the one out of nine who turned around and gave God the glory for the things He has done. So much to be thankful for, brothers and sisters. Happy Thanksgiving.